You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Live from the land of cheese, beer, and unsolicited opinions, it's John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Man. John and Gordy with you this afternoon, and we're guiding our way through the afternoon to the weekend and the Packer game tomorrow night.
Yeah, Packers and Bears.
That's on Prime, isn't it?
It is on Amazon Prime, yes. Yeah. And I think it's about 7 or 7:30, something like that. Why? You want to come over? You want to come over and watch it? I got a big screen TV.
I know, yeah. You know, so do I. I got Prime. But here's the thing. They're taking our football away from us, right? They're putting it on all these streaming channels now.
Right, I know.
Exclusively on the streaming channels.
Yes, that's happening more and more.
This is wrong. It's really wrong.
Yeah. Especially when you get into the playoffs and you know, everything beyond that. It's a big day around here. We're at the headquarters here in Madison and broadcasting from our home studios here.
Just on the street from the John and Gordy capital of Wisconsin.
Right. There's a big party going on right on the other side of the glass wall here. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, you might be seeing people milling around there, eating a lot of food.
There's a naked guy over there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been trying to get him out of here. He just walked in off the street. I don't know who let him in, but he's looking for work.
I don't think this place is what he thinks it is.
Oh, he says, thought it was a sauna, you think?
He says he needs clothes. Well, you know, I guess so.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, actually, they're having the holiday party here today, and so. Well, we're working it, you know,
we're working it.
But we get to have a little bit of food in between some of the breaks here, so.
As a matter of fact, I'm hungry right now.
Oh, you're going to?
You just take over?
Put it on automatic? Sure. We can take some phone calls. Phones are open right now if you want to jump in. Now's a good time. 855-752-4842.
We're talking about Minneapolis, Renee, Nicole Good.
Yes.
And, a lot of people are really angry about this. They feel a little frustrated. They find themselves feeling a little helpless within this country at this point. And we did get a call a few days ago where the advice was, you know, just stay indoors, don't get involved, whatever.
Yeah.
I started thinking about that myself because we could find ourselves in that kind of situation, Gordy. I mean, we could be out shopping. I shop an awful lot.
Sure.
What if they start targeting Costco or Woodman's for that matter.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm caught up in the whole thing, the mess.
Well, the
agents pushing us around.
I mean, the thing is, the point is, I guess the point that ICE is trying to make, this can happen anywhere, anytime to anybody.
Yeah. And this
just, you know, look out. So stay home.
It's called stochastic terrorism.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's awful.
Okay. Now, Joe called us up, and I want to get this cut on. I wasn't sure I was going to play this, but she kind of brought it up, and I thought maybe we all need this kind of talking too. This is a guy very frustrated, and he says it's time to really just get out there and do whatever you can, no matter what the end result is. So let's listen to this.
This is the critical moment because it is the moment they haven't planned for. They don't know how to get through this moment. They only hope it passes quickly because it is an inflection point. The moment is this. Once the majority of Americans realize they're dead either way, we can take power back from the authoritarian regime and give it to ourselves. That's what they cannot plan for. When all of us realize that what we're afraid of, that we will lose our life, our liberty, all that we have built in our life, all that we care for, all the people we love and want to protect, when our fear of losing that would keep us from standing up in the streets, The inflection point is that that fear dissipates when we realize we're dead either way. When they can shoot a mom driving home from dropping her kid off for no reason at all and instantly call her a terrorist, you understand the game plan. They have $175 billion ready to put ICE in every town. They will bump your shoulder, shoot you, say it's your fault, and there is nothing you can do if you don't stand up now. You are dead either way. The life you think you have and are protecting is gone either way. You cannot sit on the sidelines and expect to get through this. Now is the time.
There you go.
Okay.
Wow.
That says it all. Where was that from?
That's just social media.
Social media.
I don't have a name for that individual, but sure put it out there.
That is really something.
Yeah.
During the break, we saw yet another video.
We did.
That Aaron? I'm looking back at the messages here.
I think it's one of the neighbors. They were recording it on their phone.
This video is the video from one of the ICE agents.
Okay, this is the shooter's perspective.
I don't know if
one of
the
ICE agents that was standing right there.
Yes, one of the ones that was standing right at the front of the car. I'm not sure exactly which one.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean,
it actually could be from the shooter, but we're not.
It could be. I'm uncertain.
Could be, but I think it's probably from one of the other ICE agents.
Either way, it's a perspective right there.
Yeah, right in front of her, and you actually see Renee, and she's kind of smiling and laughing.
Very conversational. Just an amazing.
Yeah,
easygoing
to get
day for her.
Yeah, and it's something. It's shocking.
It is really unsettling, too, but you get to at least see her driving the car. It wasn't a serious moment for her.
She was kind of smiling and like, okay, I got to move and get out of here.
And they yell at her to get out of the car, and she's like, and then starts to back up a little bit and go forward, at which point the ICE agent who's holding the phone mumbles something and drops it. I mean, in my opinion, performatively, to make it seem like they got hit, they dropped the phone. So you can't see what happened when the shots are actually fired.
Right.
I think that was intentional, but that's just my speculation.
Again, it could be the shooter himself. He did have his phone out.
Ronnie from Horicon says it's from the shooter's phone. So
I was right again. I'm just saying, my perspective. And plus, they always show that one distant shot.
Right, I know, from the other angle.
Where the perspective is wrong. It seems like, it looks like he gets hit, but he's really not hit. He's actually moving with a vehicle.
Yes, going around the front of the vehicle and getting off to the side.
There is also another video that's out. CNN played it. Anderson Cooper walked us through it. I thought I'd play this for you because it's important. Renee came to that area, that location, before the ICE agents were there. Okay, so that's really an important issue. Let's listen to cut 147.
What you see is what you get in this case. You have a woman who is trying to obstruct a legitimate law enforcement operation. Nobody debates that. You have a woman who aimed her car at a law enforcement officer and pressed on the accelerator. Nobody debates that.
Keeping them honest, people are debating that. As I mentioned, CNN has obtained some new video. Again, it's grainy and distant, but it shows 4 full minutes leading up to the shooting. It shows Renee Good's maroon Honda Pilot entering from the right there. Then 20 seconds later, someone gets out on the passenger side. We don't know who or why this person leaves the car. We then see her turn and pull perpendicular across the street, seeming to block the way. But as you see here, leaving room for vehicles to pass by her on either side.
What young mother shows up and decides they're going to throw their car in front of ICE officers who are enforcing legitimate law? You've got to be a little brainwashed to get to that point to where you're willing, not just to protest, that's fine, not peacefully protest, but throw your vehicle in front of legitimate law enforcement officers and drive your car into them. To get to that point, you have to be, I think, radicalized in a very, very sad way.
Who do you think is behind this broader left-wing network?
Well, it's one of the things we're going to have to figure out.
It's beyond me that apparently from the federal government, from the Homeland Security director herself, has already determined who this person was, what their motive was, and they hadn't even been taken out of the vehicle. We're not living in a normal world.
Yeah. Now, we want to add, too, Tracy also gave us a text here saying that Renee said, "I'm not mad at you."
Yeah.
To the guy who was actually recording it on his phone, and he's the guy with the gun who did the shooting. And that's true.
Yes.
That's what she did say.
Yep. She said she looked. You can see making eye contact because, you know, he's holding the camera by his face. You can see the reflection in the door. And she looks, makes eye contact with the camera, is kind of like smiling, like you said, and shaking her head a little bit. Like, I'm not mad at you.
Right.
Boy, that says it all right there. I mean, that.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Let's go back to the phones
let's
here.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Gene on the line. Gene, what do you got for us from Eau Claire?
Outstanding job, guys. Thanks for keep playing this because a lot of people will not get access to this information in rural areas and they're listening to the radio. This is wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is cruel and abusive behavior by these people who are criminal, are involved in criminal activities anyway. We have a guy that was elected president even with a criminal history and aiding and abetting, and it's cruel. And then we have lies. You know, the person that works in the DOJ is a known liar already. The courts have called her out on it, and it's unbelievable. So people, you need to care about your neighbor, the people you know. These people have taken over, and you need to protect one another because what they want to do is make everybody your enemy and fearful of everybody when we're all in this together.
Yep.
And so are all the children. They went after some kids in the school, and there was some video of that, too. What do you think this is doing to our kids?
We've
got people who are psychotic, running our government, causing chaos, pushing hate. And then we got to think of our kids in that. And I love what you had with Busted Pencils. Outstanding. Keep up the great work. We're lucky to have you guys. Take
all
care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Gene, thank you.
Gene, thanks
for your call. And,
thanks for that.
And she's right. You know, I mean, this is the time that we have to get out there and do something about it. I think this is, again, it's that Kent State moment we heard from a quote yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is pretty much it.
Yeah. You know, it's important to know you can protest. We have free speech. You have to make your voice heard, and there's nothing wrong with peacefully assembling. And
well, let's play another point of view. This is the right wing again. This is Representative Nancy Mace talking about what she saw. Of course, we're clarifying it here. It's nothing like what she saw. Let's listen to 152.
What do you think happened here? You agree this was domestic terrorism. How would you assess this? Good morning.
It was, and I would encourage folks to look at the third video that came out that shows the front of the vehicle. It appears that the ICE agent was struck by the car, and in the first video that you just showed, you can see the agent limping away after he fired shots. And so I agree with President Trump and Secretary Noem on this, that this was an act of domestic terrorism. These were, it appears to be, paid agitators. And this is what happens when you have Democrats and people on the left vilifying and dehumanizing our cops, our law enforcement, ICE agents, defunding police departments across the country, calling them Nazis and fascists.
Yes, you
this are. This is the result of that kind of violent rhetoric for years.
Oh, I see. That's the violent rhetoric. It's not calling everybody else who doesn't agree with you Antifa, right? That's not it.
Paid agitators.
Yeah,
evidence of that
thing.
At
what,
all.
Where do they come up with that? They always go back to that, don't they?
We're coming back after a brief timeout here. 855-752-4842. We'll take more of your calls after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right. You know, okay.
You love Joan Baez. come on.
Can't handle this.
It's her birthday today.
Give me the band's version anytime, but I can't handle that at all. All right. This is John and Gordy, and we're talking about Minneapolis and Renee Nicole Good and some of the cuts that I found on social media I thought were really important. And there is one here, before we get to the politics girl, she also had a debate on a talk show. But I thought this is one of the nicest things that anyone could ever say about Renee Nicole Good or any mother for that matter. I think this is it's a little bit longer. It's under 5 minutes, but I think it's worthwhile, and it's a great heartwarming message, and I think something that everybody should at least hear once. I got this from TikTok. The individual's name is Defiance13, and here is what he presented.
What gets lost when power rushes to justify itself is the ordinary truth of a life. Mother doesn't live inside abstraction. She lives inside crumbs and corners. The inside of Renee Nicole Good's car doesn't look like a weapon. There's evidence, but it's evidence of love stretched thin across busy days, stuffed animals shoved into glove boxes because there's nowhere else to put them. Snack wrappers on the floor from backseat negotiations about still being hungry and asking to stop after school. Crumb is pressed deep into seat crevices from granola bars, broken in half with one hand while steering with the other. Mismatched water bottles rolling under the seats, forgotten library books and receipts and reminder notes she meant to read. And that kind of chaos isn't that of a menace, it's parenthood. It's the quiet archaeology of a life spent showing up over and over again. When no one's applauding, it's the smell of sunscreen and stale coffee, the echo of arguments that end in laughter, and the residue of carpools and drop-offs, and apologies for being late again. And that's not what violence looks like, and yet the federal government chose a word that erases every bit of that. They chose terrorist. And terrorist is a word meant to flatten humanity. It strips away the context and intention and interior life. It allows a listener to stop imagining the person as a person. And once the word is spoken, the crumbs disappear, the stuffed animals vanish, the children become inconvenient footnotes. But she was a mother, not a threat. And when you watch the video and really watch it, what you see is not intent. What you see is confusion. Armed men crowding a vehicle, commands shouted from different directions, hands at windows, bodies positioned where no one should ever stand if they truly fear a moving car, seconds collapsing into chaos, a vehicle barely moving with hesitation, uncertainty, and panic, and then gunfire. There's no clear moment of attack, no unmistakable act of aggression, no frame that shows deliberate violence. What it shows instead is something that's far more common and far more human. A person trying to understand what is being demanded of them while surrounded by authority that's moving too fast and thinking too little, if at all. A mother trying to move through her neighborhood. A mom who knew that when armed men surround your car and shout over one another, fear is not aggression. It's instinct. A mom whose first reflex wasn't domination but survival. Protection. Mothers protect in ways that don't make headlines, though. They protect by staying awake, by worrying quietly, by keeping the world held together with routines and snacks and soft things that are tucked where children might need them later. By refusing to harden, even when the world keeps asking them to, and that is where something much darker enters the frame of this story, because there are people who saw this and didn't ask a single question. People who didn't pause at the crumbs, didn't notice the stuffed animals, didn't wonder about the children who would never again sit in that back seat. They heard the government speak first, and that was enough. Big Brother said self-defense, so they repeated it. They said terrorist and nodded along. No curiosity or skepticism, no humanity. Just obedience, dressed up. It's the deepest obscenity here, not just that Renee Nicole Good was killed, but that the machinery of the state looked at the wreckage of a mother's life and called it terror. And so many people accepted the story without ever looking inside the car. There's nothing radical about crumbs or extremist about stuffed animals, nothing violent about a vehicle that was built to carry children. What is radical and dangerous is a government so desperate to control the story that it must erase the humanity before the facts are even known. Because if we remember who she is, if we picture the nostalgic chaos of parenthood still sitting there when the engine went quiet, then the lie collapses. And what remains is not a terrorist, it's a mother. And three children who will grow up knowing exactly how fragile life can be. especially when power forgets how to see them.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, it sure is.
Wow.
Let's see. We got about a minute here. Can we squeeze in another call here? How about Justin from Sun Prairie? He's got some information about a protest, an anti-ICE protest going on today. Justin?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know. I'll try to make it quick. There's an anti-ICE protest at the Capitol today at 5 o'clock. And I'm going to go because, you know, I was born in 1975, and my years as an American, I've never really felt like I feel right now and had to experience these feelings. So I'm just going to go there to just kind of get some of it out. And I'd like to see some other folks go, too. If you can't make it, that's totally great, because sometimes it's just too stressful for folks to even get out with all this stuff going on. And then I know I got to get going, but I would just like to pose one question real quick to some of the MAGA listeners. I would like to ask those guys, would Jesus have taken the shot?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
Coming right back with more of John and Gordy. John and Gordy on a Friday afternoon, along with producer Aaron Zommers, taking your calls, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phones. Joanne is on the line from Madison. Good afternoon, Joanne. Is Joanne there?
Looks like we lost Joanne. Feel free to call back.
All right. We're taking your text, too. We've got a couple of texts here. Let me scroll back here for a second and see one here. Let me find it quick.
Well, yeah.
This one from Tiffany in River Falls. And this one is pretty poignant as well. I keep hearing if she complied, she'd be alive. Let's be clear about this. ICE does not identify themselves. These are armed, masked, aggressive men going after people. How are we ever supposed to know who are real federal agents when they do not identify themselves? We should never comply with unidentified strangers aggressively advancing toward us. Comply or death is not America. That's tyranny.
Yeah,
that's from Tiffany in River Falls.
Again, stochastic terrorism, and you know, there are reports from all over the country of people impersonating ICE agents with the masks and taking people away.
Right. How are people supposed to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is happening. Now let's get to the politics girl.
Okay.
Lee McGowan, I believe her name is.
Yeah.
And she was on a panel. And, you know, the Republicans, the MAGAs on the panel obviously tried to talk over her and make her message confused and unhearable. But she did her best. And I think this should work out. Let's listen.
One hour after this happened, the head of DHS went on TV and lied. She said the officers were trying to get themselves out of a snowbank, and she gunned her car and tried to hit them. Total lie. Then the president went on and said she was a domestic terrorist, and the officer was hit, and he was in the hospital fighting for his life. Total lie. Now, we've all seen the video from multiple different angles, and we all know her wheel was turned. They were saying, get the f*** out of here. Then they were saying, get the f*** out of the car. Then she was like, oh, my God. And then she turned her wheel to move with her spouse there and her stuffed animals in the car. Do not folks me. There is a woman who is dead. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I'm not done with my point. My point is, today, the vice president got on television and doubled down on the lies. He doubled down on the lies, and he called her a deranged leftist. Then Leavitt went on TV, the head of the White House speech force, and said that it was a larger, sinister left-wing movement that did this. And now you're sitting here beside me saying she was part of a group in her community that was, I mean, give
it's
me a break.
Reported,
a woman
up,
was
Lee.
Shot Good three Lord. Times by okay. an officer
let me
for
let,
no
let,
reason.
Right. Let
and
let
you are
Lance
sitting here
respond.
Defending it like we're not talking about humanity.
Let me let Lance
We've
respond.
Lost the plot.
Yep.
That was from CNN,
yes.
Abby Phillips'
yes.
show last night.
All right.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, she's on there often.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the phones right now. Ali, what do you got?
Well, I think that last gentleman's thing was awesome. And I in particular noticed the stuffed toys in the door and how sad that was. And I think it's very important for everyone to take as many videos and as many photos as they possibly can at things like that, because it's those videos and those photos that bring the truth to light, mm-hmm. not what the government is saying.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In fact, Rachel Maddow was on with Jimmy Kimmel making the same point. Everybody, take your cell phones if you're going to a protest, because you never know when this kind of action can start happening.
That's right.
Anywhere near you.
Yep. And, you know, we've heard over and over that that the world now respects us as a country. Well, that isn't necessarily true after what happened in Australia the other day. Let's play cut 155. This is the national anthem booed in Australia. Just shocking stuff. Let's listen. It's at a sporting event. Not a great reception at all.
Yeah, that's an ally.
Yeah.
Long-standing ally in a sporting event.
All right, we have Pete Buttigieg, former Transportation Secretary. He
this is good.
Had something to say about Kristi Noem. Let's listen to Cut 148.
Secretary Kristi Noem has not yet faced accountability for the Texans who may have lost their lives in the floods last year, because it took her days to authorize search and rescue teams. They lost their lives, or may have lost their lives over that. Now a Minnesota woman lost her life yesterday in an incident that never should have happened. She should be with her family alive and well right now. We have an ICE agent who, by the way, is or should have been trained not to be in front of a vehicle and never to shoot into a moving vehicle. And yet this happened on her watch. The whole point of Homeland Security is to make this country more stable and safe. And it is very clear on this administration's watch that the opposite is what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the agent who did the shooting, of course, supposedly was rammed by a vehicle at one time, right? Well, he wasn't a victim of any kind of ramming. What he did was he tried to reach into a car, trying to stop it, but through the rear window of the car. And the person was driving away, and he got dragged along with the car for a while.
Yeah, this was a previous incident.
Yes.
Months ago. Yeah.
So it's not like he learned his lesson anytime soon. Yeah. And, of course, there are a lot of videos out there showing that he is perfectly fine. He walked away, he drove away.
Right.
Did not go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are back open, 855-752-4842. And, of course, you can always reach us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. You can send us a voice note also on the app.
All right, New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani, he assured the city that they will remain a sanctuary city. So let's listen to that.
I have made it clear to everyone within my city government, and that extends to NYPD, that we are going to uphold our sanctuary city policies. We are going to adhere to them. That is why one of the 11 executive orders that we signed was to repeal the previous administration's order to allow for collaboration with ICE on Rikers Island. What we are going to be doing is following the laws that we have set, laws which have kept New Yorkers safe. And we are going to make it clear to each and every person in the city what their rights are.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people have been bringing up Ashley Babbitt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
from the insurrection, January 6th.
Yeah, January 6th insurrectionist went through a broken window of a door and was shot for doing that. Now, it's not like she did not see the gun aimed right at her. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen this video 1,000 times. But apparently, there was a different way of describing Ashley Babbitt's death compared to Renee's death. All right, and I just want you to, I mean, Renee is an innocent individual. If you watched the latest video, of course, she was not angry or anything, and it just blows that whole argument that they have that she's a terrorist out of the water.
And but She said in the video, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you. Just,
and she's smiling.
Wow.
And like, you know, getting ready to move the vehicle like they asked her to.
She had her elbow out the window, the driver's side window. The window was rolled out.
Very casual. And
but, you know, she's being called a terrorist, and yet Ashley Babbitt, the description was completely different. Let's listen to some of this.
He didn't shoot a mob. He shot an unarmed woman who was under 5'5", who did not pose a mortal threat to him. And if she did, tell me how. And he killed her. And so just on the basis of those facts alone, I need to know more.
She was killed, and she shouldn't have been killed. And that thug that killed her, there was no reason to shoot her. At blank range, cold blank range, they shot her.
Do you approve of lethal force against unarmed citizens, particularly a 110-pound woman with no warning?
Do cops get to shoot people without a warning? I don't think they do, actually.
Cops, that officer, bad things should happen to him. He shot her, and she was totally defenseless.
She posed no mortal threat to anybody, not even conceivably.
They shot a young lady in the face who was protesting. They shot her in the face.
And her death is, like, totally fine because we don't like her politics?
The only one that was killed was a beautiful young lady. She was shot. She had never been shot. She was shot for no reason whatsoever.
There's a woman in this room whose daughter was murdered. No one has cared about the person that shot and killed her, and no one in this Congress has really addressed that issue.
Who was the person that shot an innocent, wonderful, incredible woman right in the head?
A wonderful woman fatally shot.
Well, she was shot through the shoulder, by the way.
And again, that's they're talking about Ashley Babbitt, January 6th, insurrectionist, breaking her way through the window to try to get into the chamber.
Right. They had broken the window, and she was going through it. She saw a officer aiming a gun right at her. It wasn't an unknown type of thing. And it happened. It happened. And that's the defense that they gave her. They're not doing that same thing to Renee Nicole Good. And I just think it's outrageous. Now, I've got this. I found these two responses, and I thought I'd read them both here. The most insane thing about all of this is just that there is no reason to defend this. It's not political. You could say, officer didn't follow protocol, doesn't reflect our values, will be held accountable. There is nothing to gain from defending this unless you want ICE to have the freedom to kill U.S. citizens for disagreeing with you. And then the follow-up was this. This is a person who posted that, said this, or, and this is Peter Hull, by the way, a professor at a university, I really hate to say this, but they would not be acting this way if they thought they would be subject to future fair elections.
Mm.
You got to think, right?
Exactly.
It's kind of unusual.
We got a text here from Brett from Brown Deer saying, sending 2,000 ICE agents into Minneapolis because of daycare fraud was only an attempt to provoke something like this. Trump knows he's in trouble from the with the midterms coming up and the Epstein files being released. He's pushing for civil war. A lot of people are thinking that as well.
Yeah.
You know, you can call us, you can text us, and phone lines are open right now, 855-752-4842, or send us a text or a voice note.
Okay. All right. Oh, man, I'm just exhausted, you know.
I know.
Going through all of this and combing through the clips, it's just, it can be very depressing. The Daily Show put together a group of clips. We'll get to that in just a few moments. Mm-hmm. And they call it Butts and Prayers.
Butts and Prayers.
Butts and Prayers.
Okay.
So you want to absolutely listen to this.
Okay. That's coming up, as well as more of your calls and your texts. It's John and Gordy in the afternoon. Stay with us for more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy.
Happy Friday. wrapping up the week here, and there's a party going on the other side of our glass wall here.
Holiday party is taking place as we do the show here.
And they've got a lot of food out there. Reminded me of this story, John. Have you heard the latest on this? America is falling out of love with pizza, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Pizza. Yeah. Pizzerias, once the second most common restaurant type in the U.S., are now outnumbered by coffee shops and Mexican food places. New report says sales growth for pizza chains has fallen behind the larger fast food market as delivery apps offer a wide variety of cuisines. Higher costs also play a role, as a $20 pizza can be more expensive than grocery store options or $5 fast food deals. But I don't know. I'm not worried about pizza places. I think they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, you know, we used to hang out at pizza places way back when.
Yeah.
Now, if pizza places do go away, I truly will not recognize this country anymore.
Well, I know. I mean, it just seems like it's become such a part of America cuisine over the last few decades. Really wasn't until the 60s came along.
Well, you know.
I mean, they had them in the 50s, but not as popular as they become.
I thought maybe it'd become more popular because they've got different kinds of crusts now.
Right.
They don't just have the gluten crust. They have the non-gluten crusts, which are fantastic. They have the most popular one that I've seen is the cauliflower crust.
Yeah, I like the cauliflower
crust. Yeah, nice and crunchy, thin crust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
It makes more room for all the toppings that you can throw on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Anyway. Well.
All right.
We got, I've got this cut from The Daily Show. It's a bunch of clips that they put together. Of course, you know, there are a lot of Republicans out there that are saying that Renee is a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And they couch it in sympathy. Some of them do. So this is The Daily Show, and they put these cuts together for us. So let's take a listen to it.
Unfortunately, we had a very tragic incident resulting in the death of a young woman. But,
you know, terrible that an American citizen lost their life. However,
you are probably going to see more of this across the country.
Right. Well, and it was a tragic loss of life, Dana, and unnecessary, but
tragic to see someone die.
But this is a tragedy for everyone involved. Nobody wins here. But
so several things. It is very sad that this woman did lose her life. No one wants that. She has a 6-year-old child. However,
I don't love in any way, shape, or form that someone is dead. But
it is very unfortunate. It is tragic that this woman was hurt or killed, obviously killed in this case. But
it's always a tragedy when somebody dies a violent death like this, when somebody is shot and killed. But
it was a tragedy to see a woman killed yesterday. That being said,
mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. That being said,
right. And then they launch into it.
Always the caveat.
Yeah.
And just so disingenuous. So unsympathetic.
And we were talking about the latest video that came out. And the latest one that I've seen, anyway, is the one we just saw. It came out about an hour ago.
Maybe a little bit before that.
CJ is texting us and telling us that there's a new video out there that just kind of blows all of them out of the water.
Well,
shows us all to be wrong.
If anything,
it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, these guys, they have looked at the video themselves, and they've come to the conclusion that she's a terrorist, and she tried to run into that ICE agent. Mm-hmm. It's not true. It's obviously not true.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some really great forensic looks at it from a lot of people out in social media. It's just amazing how they've really gotten into this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fantastic.
Let's go back to the phones. Over to Milwaukee.
Yes.
Charles is on the line. Good afternoon, Charles. What do you have for us?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. So I saw a video. I don't know if it's legit or not, but it was a video from someone's house, and you can clearly see the front of the vehicle and the ICE agent, and it didn't show where he was that close up on the car where she hit him when she was turning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the woman that was doing most of the talking was her wife, who was out videotaping. You can hear her saying something about switching license plates because, you know, it's out there that ICE agents, you know, these
agents they switch license plates.
Switching license plates so nobody can get the license plates. And my third point is, I'm not sure how true this is, but it was said that he didn't stick around, that he left.
He did. He walked away and drove away.
Yeah, you can see him walking away and getting into his truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And driving off.
Yeah, and the outrage, you know, they always say, well, if those black people would have just listened, they wouldn't have lost their life. Well, yeah. Ashley Babbitt didn't listen, and she lost her life, but they swore up and down that she should be put on Mount Rushmore with Trump.
Or a huge monetary settlement. I believe they did have a monetary settlement.
$5 million, I think, her family got.
Yeah, I believe that's true. Yeah. So that, you know, they are able to do this. They are able to manipulate videos, interpretations of videos, reality. It's an amazing thing. The cult really, really does fall in line with this in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how it's done, and we were kind of wondering how someone like Hitler became popular, right? And now we're seeing how that kind of cult of personality grows and takes over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and because back then a lot of business people thought that they could use Hitler, and that, you know, eventually we'll get rid of him. He's just a little too crazy, but for now we can ride his coattails and get wealthier.
Yeah, Charles,
that's completely unrelated to anything. I don't know why I brought that up.
Well, I'll tell you, it's related to Trump having all the oil executives in today at the White House.
Yeah, that was
you know. And by the way, you know, have you heard about the plans to remodel the West Wing now?
No.
Yeah, he wants to add another floor onto the top of the West Wing so it'll balance things out more.
That'll destroy the entire look of the White House.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the latest anyway.
Will we have to redo the back of the...
I don't know.
Our paper money?
It just goes on and on, doesn't it? News, weather, sports is next. We're back with our final hour for this week of John and Gordy in the afternoon after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.